You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. With startups facing a tough time getting fresh funds and the number of funding rounds also declining almost every month since the beginning of the calendar year, firms have no choice but to stick to valuations at which they last raised funds. After EdTech major Byju's, which on October 17 raised $250 million from its existing investors with the valuation remaining unchanged at $22 billion, four other startups, Sequoia-backed direct-to-customer furniture manufacturer Wakefit, Tiger Global-backed EdTech firm Class Plus, K12 Techno Services, also backed by Sequoia, and Chirati-backed CropIn are looking to raise funds at their existing valuations. In October, total funding into startups slipped to $1.34 billion from $1.63 billion in September. This is sharply lower than the $4.2 billion raised by startups in October last year. The total number of funding rounds during the month was also down to 102 from 148 in September. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India has said it will launch central bank digital currency, or the digital rupee, on a pilot basis today. The RBI selected 9 banks: State Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, Union Bank of India, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Yes Bank, IDFC First Bank, and HSBC for issuing the digital currency for transactions in government securities. In its first pilot, the central bank has allowed use of digital rupee to settle secondary transactions in the government securities. G-Sec market. The RBI said in a statement, the RBI has plans to launch the digital rupee in the retail segment in a month in select locations and for closed user groups compromising customers and merchants, the central bank said, adding that it will issue operational guidelines for retail use in due course. In other news, the Oreva Group, under the scanner following the collapse of a 140-year-old suspension bridge at Morbi in Gujarat that claimed more than 130 lives on Sunday, had been assigned the work to renovate the bridge just 7 months ago. On Monday, four of its employees were among 9 people arrested and charged with culpable homicide not amounting to murder in connection with the bridge collapse. Range IG Ashok Kumar Yadav at a press conference said that of these 9, 2 work as managers, while 2 work as ticket booking clerks, all 4 employed by Oreva Group at the bridge site. The other 5 accused include 2 repairing contractors hired by the Oreva Group and 3 persons working at the bridge as security personnel. The Rs. 2,500 crore group, founded by Udhavji Raghavji Patel nearly 5 decades ago, manufactures wall clocks under the Ajanta and Orbit brands, CFL bulbs and e-bikes. Interestingly, it does not have any exposure in the construction business and had given a subcontract for the repair work of the bridge to a local company that had carried out repairs to the bridge way back in 2007. No one from the Oreva Group was available for comment. On to the economy sector. A 50% increase in capital expenditure widened the center's fiscal deficit to 37.3% of the level projected for the whole of the current financial year in April to September, compared with 35% of the respective projection in the year-ago period. Though considerable additional spending commitments have been announced by the government, the annual fiscal deficit in relation to the gross domestic product may remain slightly below the projected level of 6.4% or around it. The deficit stood at Rs. 6.2 trillion in April to September of financial year 23, from Rs. 5.3 trillion in the first 6 months of financial year 22. Last year, the budget estimate of the deficit was 6.8% and revised estimate at 6.9%, but ultimately it was reined in at 6.71%. CapEx has reached Rs. 3.43 trillion or 45.7% of the annual target in H1 financial year 23, compared with Rs. 2.3 trillion or 41.4% in the year-ago period. In H1 financial year 23, budget capex has been led by investment in highways, which rose 65% on year to Rs. 1.22 trillion. Investment in railway projects rose 91% on year to Rs. 88,548 crore during the period. And lastly, in some more economy news, 8 crore infrastructure industries grew 7.9% in September, against a revised rate of 4.1% in the previous month, which was a 7-month low. The improved performance in September was driven by decent growth in the production of cement, coal, and electricity, showed the Industry Ministry data released on Monday. The fertilizer sector recorded double-digit expansion for a second straight month in September, ahead of the peak Rabi sowing season, while steel output too rose 6.7% against 5.2% in the previous month. In fact, the capex push in recent months, especially by the central government, drew up the production of cement and steel, analysts said. You were listening to the Expresso Business Updates by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.